Thank you for calling customer support. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
What is the name of the company?
We're a third-party call center. We assist with over hundreds of different products. But if you give me your zip code.
The reason why I'm calling is because I made a call on December 25th. I was on the bus, and I was looking at my phone, and I seen a promotion of an iPad or an iTablet. And when I went on there, did the information, and then with the processing at the end, it said, would I like to sign up for some program? And I said, no, thank you. And it still went through. Like if I said, yes, I could accept it. So I immediately made the phone call, and I told the person, gentleman, customer service, that I did not want to pay for that service, that program, or whatever it was. And he said, okay, there won't be no charge to your phone. And there is a charge.
Okay.
So I don't know how you would look into that.
Okay. What's your zip code and your name?
My name is Elvia Sandoval.
Your zip code?
I'm sorry?
What's your zip code?
Oh, 90731.
Okay, and what's your name again?
I'm sorry?
Wait, what's your name? Your first and last
name? My name is Sandoval, Sandoval.
Okay. Could it be under a different name or a different zip code?
Well, it would be under my name. Do you want to try my email address?
No. What's the last four of the card number?
I'm sorry?
What's the last four of the card?
7620.
Okay, and can you verify that shipping address, please?
I'm sorry?
What's your shipping address?
I'm having a hard time hearing you. I don't know if you're too close to the receiver of your phone or it's my phone. I don't know.
Okay, can you verify your shipping address?
My shipping address?
Mm-hmm.
There was no shipping. There was no shipping.
Well, no, what's your mailing address?
My mailing address?
Mm-hmm.
Do you need all that?
Yes, to verify the account.
1522 South Gaffey Street, San Pedro.
Okay, hold California. Just a moment.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, I'm showing that membership was canceled on December 25th.
Yes.
Okay, so what was your question?
Yeah, my question was, I immediately made the phone call right after I seen that there was going to be a charge. I immediately got on the phone and called and canceled whatever it was that I was going to be buying, and I didn't want no charge. And he told me that there was not going to be a charge. So I'm looking at my statement, and I see that there's a $49 charge from Excel Health Solutions. And I said, what is that? And I looked at the date. Then it came back to me because I was sitting in the bus on my phone, and I did that. And then I called him, and he told me there wasn't going to be a charge because I canceled right away.
Okay. Well, on the note, they just said that you called in to cancel. They offer you $20. They offer you for $20 a month for future charges. You declined.
No, I told him I didn't want anything. I told him I did not want any promotions or anything like that. So I didn't want nothing to be charged to me.
They said that you declined, and so they went ahead and canceled the account.
Okay. So why is there a charge of $49 on my account?
Because them canceling the account, that's not a refund. They canceled it so you won't be charged in the future.
They charged me from 2 seconds. They charged me. It wasn't even me doing what that. It did that. I said no, thank you on the thing, and it went ahead and charged me. See what I'm saying? I'm telling the on this phone where it says no thank you at the very bottom where it's small print, I click no thank you, but it still went through. Like if I accepted it, and that's when I quickly got on the phone and I made the call to the customer service and I told him that what happened, and he said there won't be a charge. It's not that I canceled because I just changed my mind. No, I canceled because I didn't want that to be charged to my account because I did not accept it. It was telling me, do I accept? And I said, no, thank you. And it still went through like if I accepted it.
Okay. Well, yes, ma'am. They just have on here that they canceled the account. So what I can do for you, I can offer you a 35% refund.
No, I want my money back. I don't see why you guys should take my money.
Okay. Well, I mean, I could do a 50% refund on that $49.97 charge.
How much?
50%.
See, that's what I don't understand about these companies that they do. You cancel and they get, this wasn't even my fault. I said, no, thank you, and it still went through. It's like if it was purposely done that way, it's like you charged. I want my money back, refunded back to me, because I did not accept that.
Okay, hold just a moment.
Thank you.
Okay, ma'am, the best I can do is I can offer you a 75% refund, and that's $37.48.
Your company is still willing to take people's money, aren't they?
Well, ma'am, I can just go by the notes that's on the system, and, you know, before you clicked on, you know, anything, it was in the terms and conditions.
Okay, I'm going to accept the 75%, but that's not right. That's not right what your company does. I mean, I pressed no thank you, and it still went through like if I accepted it, and now it takes my money, and now you guys want to only give me a partial of it back? Not right.
Okay.
Then I'll accept the 75% back.
Okay, well, I have the 3748 process. You should see it in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, and will I get an email confirmation?
I mean, you will see it on your bank statement. What did you want to confirm?
No, I want an email confirming this transaction.
Okay. Well, I don't have an email. I can send something to my supervisor, see if they can have something sent to you. But it will be on your bank statement.
That's not right, because how do I know you're going to give me my money back?
Well, I'm telling you, ma'am, it's going to be in 3 to 5 business days.
Yeah, in 3 to 5 business days, it's not there, then what? I call you back again?
You can call, but it will be there in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, if it's not there, I'm calling back, and I'm going to demand the full amount.
Thank you for calling customer support.
Thank
you have
you.
A great day.